Seattle-based singer-songwriter Damian Jurado is making his World Cafe debut today, and it couldn't come at a better time. Damian has been recording since the 90s and has become an extremely well-respected member of the Seattle music community. But he feels that with his new album, Maricopa, he's finally made an album that he himself would like to listen to. A lot of that has to do with the sympathetic band that he works with on this new one. Well, he and said band are in the studio, and we'll start with a performance of Nothing Is News.
The word. Nothing is the news. That is the way the blast of music from Damian Jurado's new Maricopa album begins, and the way our session begins today on the Cafe. And I must say, things have progressed on the last two albums into much, much more of a of a band thing. And, and tell me about your thoughts on how that all came about.
It's a direct result of a few things. One of them being that, like, I was sick of playing just singer-songwriter acoustic guitar stuff, and to me it's kind of boring. But it's kind of funny because I was also in this genre where I do that. And when I was doing St. Bartlett, Richard made a good point. He said, you know, you don't make records that you would ever listen to, or you don't use your influences. And the analogy I've given of that is that, like, where it'd be like if I was a master barbecue chef, but I was a very militant animal rights person. That's kind of what it was like for me. And then eventually I was just like, I'm tired of it. I don't want to do this barbecue anymore because it's not who I am. And so that's kind of what happened. And it's, so the songs are still there. I mean, they all still start on acoustic guitar, but it's how they're executed that's different now.
Something else that seems a little different and seems like a progression for you is there are more songs with I in them this time mm-hmm. around. You're well known for writing stories.
Mm-hmm.
What about that change? How did that come about?
Because it's a concept record. I mean, Maricopa is a concept record, and so for me it was like I'm taking on a character in the song, so I'm singing from his perspective of what's going on. But not only that, but I'm also singing from the perspective of other characters in the story as well.
Tell us about the concept of it.
The concept of it. The whole record came about because I had a dream where a well-known musician decides to commit social suicide. He decides that he doesn't want to be around for the fame or the glory or any of that other garbage. So he loads up his car with nothing. He just has his wallet and his acoustic guitar and leaves town. And then he ends up on this highway that he hasn't never been on before and goes to this town called Maricopa. And when he's there, they know who he is, but they've never heard of his music. They don't know him even as fame. And he said, well, yeah, I mean, no, he's assuming that, oh, yeah, everybody knows who I am. And they're like, no, we know who you are. And he's not really getting that. And so he decides he's going to stay there because he has no gas, you know, has nowhere to go. So he stays there, and nobody knows where this town is. It's in the middle of nowhere. So he can have his anonymity. So he goes there and realizes there's a lot of things that are happening that's supernatural. It's a very supernatural place. Like, people can appear on one side of the town just by thinking about it. And they can communicate with each other without even using their mouths, like telepathically. And this has this crazy effect on him, and realizes that when he's there, what he's running from him is himself.
So yeah, you could do that song?
We'll do that song. It's the title track, yeah.
We are In the meadows we are dreaming to be free. It's where we bow our heads to pray. We are echoes God creates in the shade. It's where the light can come in. Your breath becomes the wind in the trees.
Is the title track of Maricopa, the new album from Damian Jurado, who's here with his band.
So is there a Maricopa at all?
Well, it being fictitious in my mind, it just exists in my mind. I mean, I know what it, I mean. I could tell what it looked like.
It's a gorgeous name. That's
Thank
all
you.
I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because when I woke up, my wife actually said to me, and I remember waking up out of the dream and quickly finding a piece of paper and scribbling it down, which I still have. And I wrote out, spelled it exactly how I saw it in the dream. And my wife, I was telling her about it, and she said, well, why would you spell it with a Q? And you should put like a, you know, wouldn't it be like a K or a QU? And I was like, look, that's how it was in the dream. That's exactly how I'm gonna do it, you know, so...
Damian Jurado, our guest, will be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.